Good day, everyone. Glad you joined us here on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. We are glad to be your hosts for the next 5 minutes to maybe brighten your day just a little bit.
Oh, Mike, I have to share this before I even get into stuff. Where facts are few, experts are many. Maybe that's us. I'm not sure.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding area. It's not too early to start thinking about creating some memories next year. Maybe a nice summer trip to Merritt Reservoir, down the Niobrara River, or any of the great golf courses that we have here. Frederick Peak Golf Club in Valentine, or the Prairie Club just south of Valentine. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com.
And since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Did you know you can get that arriving to your door? Just go to tsln.com, and that's where you can subscribe, because Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication.
So Tony Bullitt set this into the Good Stuff program. Another dandy when time permits, he says. Big mud puddles and sunny dandelions. When I look at a patch of dandelions, I see a bunch of weed that are going to take over my yard. My kids see flowers for mom and blowing white stuff you can wish on. When I look at an old drunk and he smiles at me, I see a smelly, dirty person who probably wants money, and I look away. My kids see someone smiling at them, and they smile back. When I hear music I love, I know I can't carry a tune and don't have much rhythm, so I sit self-consciously and listen. My kids feel the beat, and they move to it. They sing out loud the words. If they don't know them, well, they make up their own. When I feel wind on my face, I brace myself against it. I feel it messing up my hair and pulling me back when I walk. My kids close their eyes, spread their arms, and fly with it until they fall to the ground laughing. When I pray, I say thee and thou, and grant me this and give me that. My kids say, hi, God. Thanks for my toys and my friends. Please keep the bad dreams away tonight. Sorry, I don't want to go to heaven yet. I would miss my mommy and daddy. When I see the mud puddle, I step around it. I see muddy shoes and dirty carpets. My kids sit in it. They see dams to build, rivers to cross, and worms to play with. I wonder if we were given kids to teach or to learn from. No wonder God loves the little children. Enjoy the little things in life, for one day you may look back and realize that they were the big things. I wish you big mud puddles and sunny yellow dandelions. Thanks to Tony Bullitt for sending that one in to the Good Stuff.
How's this, Mike? A little girl eating a juicy pickle stuck out her hand and said, "Look, Mommy, I killed a fly." The mother immediately grabbed up the little girl, placed her hands under a faucet, and scrubbed them clean with soap. Afterward, she sat the girl down, gave her back her pickle, and asked, "Now, how did a little girl like you kill that fly all by yourself?" The little girl, between bites, said, "I hit it with my pickle."
But go ahead, enjoy that pickle.
Yes, absolutely. The poor mama on that deal. I know she's still gasping. Okay, let's try this one. A local merchant sent his assistant around town to collect on some outstanding debts. At the end of the day, the assistant returned empty-handed. "So," said the merchant, "what's the story?" The assistant inhaled deeply, then explained. "Jim Jensen said he will pay you when he sells his hogs. Jack White says he will pay you as soon as Christmas is over, and Bill Patterson said he will pay you in January." "Well," said the merchant, "that's the first time Bill ever set a date to pay. He really said he would pay in January?" The assistant nodded. "He said it would be a very cold date when you got your money." "So I took that to mean January."
Well, very well could be, right? We have a little bit of time left today, Kim. What else can we share?
Let's share some thoughts and prayers to God.
Okay.
From children. "Dear God, how did you know you were God? Who told you?" Charlene asked that.
Charlene. She's a sharp one.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
"Dear God, is it true my father won't get in heaven if he uses his golf words in the house?" From Anita.
Another letter, or prayer rather, to God. "Dear God, I bet it's very hard for you to love all of everybody in the whole world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it." Nancy prayed that.
And we appreciate you sharing things with us on The Good Stuff by sending them to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to The Good Stuff.